Do you have a particular name for a paved road with a black surface? A paved road with a black surface.
Well, sound cotton what they see your for your paved this road there, that's supposed to mix the sand and tar or what's in that one. They got to mix that stuff there. Put on the road and they pour that stuff over that in that sand. At least it grade the road down first. Put a coat the truck go around and put a coat of that hot oil, black oil down that on that road, tar down there. Then it'll come with a course of sand, great mix up with that or hot too. Spread that and the man roll that down. And come around maybe and later on put another coat and so many coat and you'll have a black road.
Okay.
Tire road, see. Okay.
What do you call a road that's a paved road that has a light colored surface?
Light color.
Would you just call it a paved road or do you have a particular name?
Well, I don't know whether it's out of land or what it got. I don't know how to make it. But you got some road be white and there's some kind of rock or marble road. They got something called a marble road too. Very white and pretty.
Okay. What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
Well, that somebody uses that on the street and sidewalk. The grass will grow there. I don't know what you should call it, but you got four-way traffic. In between there, you got lawn plants. Some people plant flowers there to make it beautify the road. So on.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
Well, we call it a drainage because it drained the property where along the line where the water would lay on your property.
Okay.
Or your farm.
What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
Well, he's just no good. It ain't fit to have.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sounds that horses make?
Horses.
Mm-hmm.
Or mule. You just say horses.
Uh-huh.
Well,
when they go like, what do you call that?
Well, he's weaker for food or want some water. See you coming, that's the way of asking you for something that they wanted.
Uh-huh.
A mule will do the same thing.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that children like to have that shapes all like this?
Some of them like the tie, some like the drumstick is too.
Well, now, what do you call the part that children will break apart?
The breast?
Yeah.
A lot of people like the breast of chicken. Some like the wing.
Okay.
See.
Have you heard of the breastbone called the wishbone or the pulley bone?
No. I didn't talk about it, but I don't know.
Okay. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again.
What you mean on a for you on a pasture?
Yeah, if you cut.
Well, for the instance, if you plant a pasture for your cow and you growing hay, you'll have to have hay to feed your stock with. You'll plant it early and you'll get two or three cuts.
Uh-huh.
The first group come off, you don't have to plant it but once. And when they get high enough, you cut it and take your bale in and bale that and haul that hay off. Put it into the barn and it'll come up and it'll grow another time. You cut it 3 times a year.
Uh-huh.
And you won't have to plant it. And it get high enough again, you go and cut it and build it and store it away in the barn. That'll give you a chance to have plenty of feed for your stock because you got a lot of stock, you got to save feed.
Well, now when it comes back like that, do you call it a second cutting or a third?
Third, first cutting, second, and third.